Over half the world's population lives in cities, and that percentage is growing every day. Urbanism is something we've really got to get right in Hawaii. And that's part of why the Building Voices Design Symposium presented by the Manoa School of Architecture was so interesting. It aimed at airing great international ideas in ecologically focused design. Now, we've got a couple of planning committee members here. Landscape architect Simon Bussière. He teaches up at Manoa, focusing on ecological urban design and communication. Also, architect Carla Sierralta, who teaches up at UH. She was part of a design competition for the Building Voices Symposium. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Noe.
And let's zero right in on that design competition, because you brought in international ideas for ecological design.
Aloha. Thank you for having us. We had 111 visionary proposals that were submitted to the competition. And the competition was launched in February, and in April, we had a jury of notable community members that were the jury, including design leaders, academics, public officials. They selected three winners, six honorable mentions, and eight citations. And the jury included acting director of Rural Studio at Auburn University, a strategist from Amazon, a senior experienced researcher at Uber, and also included architects, landscape architects, artists.
It was an esteemed group. What a jury. Okay.
It was incredible.
And there were all kinds of designs, for sure.
All kinds of designs.
What was good?
Very, very exciting. The first award went to a project called Outside House, which included two very small pavilions, a Mauka Pavilion and a Makai Pavilion. And they structured space for living outside on agricultural land in Maui. It was selected because it was a great example of how to make a place or a structure, an architectural intervention, where land actually comes first. So it's demountable, very light frames, no walls, and very minimal structures.
Oh, really? Would someone actually want to live there, though? Or is it like a tent temporary?
Well, that's why there were two pavilions, one that actually had a kitchen and a sink, and then the other one for sleeping. So yes, I think it's just it's temporary, maybe not. I think people live there. It actually is built.
Terrific.
But it's for staying in these kinds of places. And how do we inhabit the land?
With minimal impact.
Yes.
Okay.
There were a couple of other really interesting projects. One was the second prize went to a project called Urban Market, which was a vertical farm near the Kapalama Station.
Could be part of transit-oriented development.
Yes. That's why it was located here. But actually, it was really interesting because they were proposing a place where visitors can observe hydroponic agriculture in action and also take classes in collaboration with Honolulu Community College.
Oh, a facility like that there, used for education as well as growing things. There are a lot of farmers markets right in the area.
Yes.
Okay.
To be part of the neighborhood, and it was proposed by a student at the School of Architecture.
So your top two winners were for local projects.
Our top three winners were for local projects, yes. There was a really interesting one called Compost Playground, in which there were these interactive structures in the neighborhood that would encourage and educate about composting.
Okay. How can we put a big gold star on composting and really make it fun? I'm sure if it's possible, somebody came up with it. Thanks for kind of going over that, Carla.
You're welcome.
And that was one part of the design, but then it was the symposium. It was a day-long event at the state capitol, Simon, and I know you brought in some incredible people, resources with ideas.
That's right. It was a really stacked schedule, and we were very fortunate to have a number of local thought leaders as well as people from the international community involved in design and involved in thinking about the value of design and engaging communities in that effort to design themselves.
What are some of those community projects that end up having multi-headed solutions, solutions for problems they didn't know they had when they went in?
It's a really good question, and maybe I'll just point to, stepping back a little bit and thinking about what we thought of as what would be a mark of success for the day. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't just to bring, a few hundred people together at the state capitol, but it was to think about what comes next. And so some of those folks that were engaged in that, including Dan Patera from the Design Collaborative in Detroit, or Susanna Drake from Dylan Studio in Brooklyn, or Tim Malone, who's a landscape architect in Melbourne, or Pierre Bellanger, who's a professor at Harvard.
These are amazing people who have sort of managed to use community resources, as well as they've worked with government to hairy extents to actualize community projects.
That's right, and with a real agenda for change as a key mandate for design, and bringing people forward enabling them to really make some of those changes themselves. And so we had multiple perspectives from around the world. But also what I think was really useful was the wrap-up plenary conversation that involved a number of people from a community here, including Senator Donovan Dela Cruz, which was moderated by Cam Napier from Pacific Business News.
Is Donovan Dela Cruz a student now at the architecture school as well?
That is true.
Uh-huh. Okay, that so he's somewhat invested in this design idea.
And the politics of architecture, and someone with a track record of getting things done. And the idea, I think it didn't come without an agenda. The instinct was that there is some fragmentation, despite all the abundance here in Hawaii and how lucky we are to be part of this place that has an abundance of energy and food and quality of life. But yet so much of that's fragmented. So
how so?
The effort was to really bring that together. And
agencies?
I think
possibly?
That's right, yeah. People speaking different languages and not necessarily always agreeing on the right path forward. But the community themselves know what they need. And so like the efforts of Dan Patera in Detroit dealing with pink zoning, which is kind of a watered down version of the red tape, right? So
well, it's
getting
interesting.
Some of that out of the way.
It's the same way you designed this symposium, which was you want actionable items at the end. So therefore
that's
you
right.
go you work backward from there to what the thing has got to do. And so what he does is he looks at a terrific design and works backward for
right.
how the zoning has to be in order to achieve that.
Highly aspirational.
Uh-huh.
Highly ambitious.
Possible here?
That's right. Absolutely. I think in particular when we look at our students who are very future-focused, thinking about some really incredible partnerships that are also being formed out of this symposium, in particular some that deal with really large-scale issues of coastal resilience or of open space, urbanization, education, public safety.
I know what you're talking about, though, when you say even coastal resilience. Mm-hmm. You're talking about NOAA working with
That's right.
University of Hawaii, working with the state, working with emergency management. Isn't that the hairiest part of any kind of project, the number of constituencies?
I think so. And as long as we have a unified goal, I think it's possible to come together. And as long as we can simplify those things from their just sheer complexity, I'm optimistic about the way that the students look at these problems with really smart eyes and big hearts. I think if your listeners have a chance to check out uh-cdc.org, that's the University of Hawaii Community Design Center, which will be in its inaugural year next year.
What is that?
It's led by Director Kathy Hoshar.
Uh-huh.
It's really an agency that's bringing these different groups together as a kind of intermediary between the community and practitioners and these larger agencies that are sometimes less apt to hit the ground running
right.
automatically, right?
Well, and it also involves doing a public service and then working backwards again for what achieving that takes. And she has helped us already. High Design has already helped us here at Hawaii Public Radio because they are
right.
assisting us to try to figure out how we're going to do a very cost-effective move for the news department into slightly roomier quarters. I mean, I hope that High Design has a terrific future interfacing the work that you do at the School of Architecture with more of how this place works and looks. Thank you so much for coming in, the both of you, Carla and Simon.
Thank you, Noe. Aloha.
Thank you. Mahalo.
All right. It's been so much such a pleasure to hear about the Building Voices Design Conference. Again, if you would tell us the website where we could look, Simon, for more information on that.
Sure. Please just visit uh-cdc.org.
Thank you. Thank you again. All right. This will be the inaugural year of partnerships between the University of Hawaii Community Design Center and several agencies, as we said. Knowing how you work, the public will also be involved. So we invite you to stay in touch. Thanks so much.